Okay, let's get into Peah Daf Nun Hey. Peah Daf Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Again, this Masechta's Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis in Perek Beis Shammai, and we are discussing the Shiur of 2 and 3. Two and three. So the Mishnah tells us a number of examples of two being belonging to the Balabayas, and two belonging to the Aniyim, and three belonging to the Balabayas. Regarding Shechacha, two Umrim, two bundles are Shechacha, three are not Shechacha, piles of olives and flax, and then we also got into grapes. That's where the Gemara starts off talking about grapes, because the Mishnah has said that two Gargarim, two single individual grapes are Peret. And three are not parrot. Three are not parrot. If they all fall together, they are not parrot. Rather, remember the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Manos Aniyim tells us what exactly he's going to discuss in these halachos. There are 13 mitzvos. 13 mitzvos, which almost all of them, if not all of them, are touched on in this Masechta. The Rambam says there are 7 mitzvos asay and 6 mitzvos lo asay. 13. And these are the mitzvos. And the Rambam says the mitzvah to leave Peah and the Isser of harvesting, lahaniach peah and shalo yechale osa. 3 and 4, lahaniach leket and shalo yelaket haleket, not to collect it. 5 and 6, lazov ololos hakerem, and the losa say shalo yeolel hakerem. Right, we had them before in the Masechta. Where does the word olel come from? But there are two mitzvahs regarding ololos, to leave over the individual grapes that fall and not to collect them. And also la'azov haperet, well, ololos, and we'll see what ololos is, the inferior grapes, and peret are the individuals. La'azov peret akerem and shalo yalaket peret akerem. So 4 separate mitzvahs regarding the vineyard. 4 separate mitzvahs paralleling peah and leket, and something like it, not exactly. I mean, the Rishonim discussed what exactly is peret and leket for grapes. But that's what the Mishnah refers to here. Why are grapes different? We know. The grapes have more chashivus, the vineyard, and that's why for Hilchas Brachos it has a different chashivus, and that's why for kilayim of the vineyard is different than kilayim of everything else. There's an Isser Hana, Pentikdash, Amalei Hazira. A little bit came up in the Masechta so far, the Kilayim. But either way, that's what our Gemara starts off by commenting on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, if one or two grapes fall off, individual grapes fall onto the ground, so that has to go to the Aniyim, that's Peret. But three altogether is not Peret. So the Gemara is bothered from the following Braisa. Shtei Gargarim, V'chulu, Rebbe Lezer, V'shim Rebbe Chiya Rabba, Chatzi Eshkol Peret. If you have a half of a whole cluster, that is Peret. That's more than two grapes. Tani Rabbi Chia Chatzi Eshkol O Eshkol Shalim Peret. Even a whole Eshkol can be Peret. But 1 second, Vatani Shnei Gargarim Peret. But didn't we already learn that two Gargarim, only two individual grapes are Peret? Anything more than that belongs to the Balabayas. So how is it that even half of a whole cluster, which is more than two, or even a whole cluster, can be a must-be Peret? Rabbi Imi, Rishay Rabbi Chia, Bekotzer Meniach Tachas HaGefen. Seems to be Exeris HaKasuv, but the difference is, if it falls off the tree, then the limit is 2 to 3. Right, 2 individual grapes will be to the Ani, but if it's more than that, it goes to the Balabayas. But what happens after I take the grapes off and I put it down on a type of surface in order to dry? And from there, it separates. From there, it separates from the other grapes. The Ma'arav Folda. V'chazar shuv alachu misham, afilu eshkol shalem hanifrat gamhu peret. Right, even that's going to be peret if it's separated from where it fell down. Why is that? Because that's what the Torah seems to say. And the Rambam talks about this also in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says, let me just read it. The Rambam says here in Dalet Tezayin, Hayabotzer v'kara sesa eshkol, if I'm cutting the vineyard, v'huspach ba'alav, v'nafal la'aretz, v'nifrat, eino peret. If I got my hand, in some thorns and the leaves, and it fell down, that's not peret. I said, that's what we had earlier, that if there's some type of ones that causes the leket to fall down, so that it's not going to be considered leket. And the Rambam continues, Hayabotru mashlich la'aretz kishemefana ha'eshkolos afilu chatzi eshkol animsasham harayu peret. So it seems to be a secondary set. So when I take it off the tree, so then if it falls, that's the limit. If it's forced by something, external factor, that's a problem. But if I threw it to the ground and then it separates, so then harayu peret. If I put a basket, so any of the individual grapes fall right into my basket, that is stealing from the aniyim that we already alluded to. Okay, so that's the chiluk that the Gemara says here. If it's right when I am harvesting it, that's the special to the peret when it falls down. But if it separates after it goes to the ground, maybe when it hits the ground it separates, or when I'm gathering it from the ground, separates, I'm taking it from there, that's what the Mara Folda seems to say, so then it would be different. Good. Hayasuyin kimin sinpon. What happens now if the three, we're talking about two versus three, and two go to the Aniyim, and three belong to the Balabayas. What happens if it's not three exactly in a row? The middle one is a little bit different, a little bit separated from the other two. So is that called three, and is that a row so that the Balabayas keeps it? Or does that go to the Aniyim? Hayasuyim kimin sinpon. So where does that go? Or some other girsas have simpon. Simpon, we have it in the Babli, sometimes means a mum, right? Some type of blemish, right? We have that by, if you remember, by an arusa eating truma, two different reasons why maybe she had arusa of a Kohen doesn't eat truma, simpon or shematashka. That's another gear, so. But what's the halacha? So Menachem, Mishir Rabbi Yonasan, Fushiyeh Chotcha Meshavah. As long as the middle one is equidistant from the two other ones, so then that's okay. That's clearly people look at it and say, that's really a row. It's just got, the seed wasn't put down exactly in line, but it's clearly a row. It's clearly a row. You have those three in a row, and one is a little, two aside. But that wouldn't ruin the visual that people would think, oh, these are just three disparate stalks. If it's closer to one than the other one, some people might think that's not a row, that's two together and one together. Two and one by itself. So only if it's exactly equal does it look like it's supposed to be part of the row, and therefore it is, it works out, right? That's what the Mara Folda says. It looks like a row. Ham soya nimshach lechutz beinoshi chotech lashnayim b'shave be'emsa sheino nimshach mize yosu mize. It's not pulled to one than the other. Ela mechuban be'emsa oz hurida kashura. Then it is like a shura. Okay, let's continue. The alkulam beishamai. So now the Gemara says about all of them. In all these cases of two versus three, that Beis Hillel says two goes to the Ani and three goes to the Balabayas, three is not leket, three is not shechacha, but when it comes to Beis Shammai argues on all of these and says it's three and four is the line, not two and three, but three and four. So what's the source for that? So two statements in the Gemara, we'll have to figure out exactly how they work together. Amar Biyavin, Tamayah de Beishamai. Beishamai says, Lager layasov al almana yihyeh. Beishamai says that the Pasuk says in Kiseitzei, right, the Pasuk by Shechacha, or the Pasuk says, Kisikser kitzircha v'sagadecha v'shachachta omer basadeh, right, you forget it. Lotash lakata, don't go return and take it. Lager layasov al almana yihyeh. So in some way, there's three different people spoken about there. So Beis Shammai understands there's three. Three go to the Ani. Even if you have three separate ones, one to go to the Ger, one to the Ger, to the Yosef, one to the Amara, that still goes to the Ani. That's why Beis Shammai's line is three versus four. Three still goes to the Ani, and four goes to the Balabais. Yihiyah. Tamayu de Beis Hillel la'ani v'la'ger. The reason for Beis Hillel is because the Pasuk says by Karmacha, by the vine, by Leket, and when he compares it to Shechacha, the Karmacha lo solel, fair Karmacha lo slakate, right, do not be ma'olel, or be malakate your vineyard, la'ani v'lager tazovotam, ani Hashem elokeichem, the Pasuk in Kedoshim, la'ani v'lager, there's only two there, so the Lashon of two, though two go to the Aniyim, three would go to the Balabais. Right, so that's how, if we would have just had that, that's how we understand. It's a Lashon of three, and each one, Rabbi Shabbi Silla think one of these psukim is the ikkar and the other one is being megala on the other one. Amar Rabbi Mana, shneim ikkar echad darshu. Rabbi Mana adds that they both darshan the same pasuk. La ger la yason v'la mana yihyeh. The pasuk in Kiseitse. You have these three. So the machlokas is beishamay omrim la aniyim beisol omrim la balabayis. How do you understand that pasuk? Beishamay says it's going to all three, and all three can go to the aniyim. I say three is to the aniyim, and only more of that four is to the balabayis. And beisol says no. Those three, when you have all three, somehow he understands that yihyeh. The Pnei Moshe and the other Mepharshim say, yeah, it shall be. It shall remain where it is when you have it to all three, and that is Beis Hillel Shita. The question the Achronim deal with here is what exactly is the relationship between Rabbi Mana and Rabbi Avin? What did Rabbi Mana add? And usually when we have Shnei Mekarecha Darshu, that usually means they focus on the same pasuk and they just have different understandings of that pasuk. That's how it's usually used in the Bavli. So what is it meant to mean here? So the Pnei Moshe, right on the page, says, Rabbi Mana is coming to teach me. Well, I don't understand. According to Rabbi Avin, each one darshans their own pasuk, but what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? That's what Rabbi Mana is trying to tell us, building on Rabbi Avin's statement. Says the Pnei Moshe, Klomar, the Rabbi Mana Balatarets, Dikafi Kasha Krod, the Beishamai, the Beis Hillel, right? Each one's pasuk is a problem, right? According to Beis Hillel, what is the pasuk like Gerle Yisavala Mana? Right? It's three that go to the Ani. Hilka Kamar, the Shne Mikarecha Darshi, Vahainu, Dilla Beishamai, Haikra, Dilla Gerle Yisavala Mana, Goli, Akra, Dilla Ani Velager. Right? One pasuk has three people mentioned, one pasuk has two people mentioned. So which one is the Iker and which one is the Gilui on the other one? So the pasuk according to Beis Shammai of Lageris of Almana, that's three. That's the Iker one in Kiseitse. Demashamati lecha leani ze yasoma almana. What it means in the other pasuk of laani v'lager, where it only mentions two, that ani includes two. That includes two different people, yasom and almana. V'nisraba ze echad leze echad leze echad v'lager echad arikan gimel aniim. That's how you understand it. The three pasuk is megal on the two pasuk. Ubeis Hillel Savri dekra dekadim udafka. Beis Hillel says no. The first pasuk is dafka. The one in Vayikra is dafka, where it only has two people listed. So two goes to the bala, to the aniyim, and three go to the balabayis. V'lo yasom v'la almana de'idach kra pirusha de'la anihu. The yasom the almana of the other pasuk in Tvarim are both within ani, but you see in Kedoshim it's counted as one. Mihu, the ani can be hayasom amana v'chadome. Umidekalon v'chada, ein kanela echad. Right, since you put it together as one, there's only one. V'lager echad, hayar ein kan shnayim laniyim, umashu yoser l'balabayis. That's the Pnei Moshe, how he understands Rabbi Mana. The Achronim, the other Achronim in the back, are uncomfortable with this pshat, because they don't think that's what shnei mikar echad darshu usually means. Usually means it's the same exact pasuk or the same exact word that is being understood in two different ways. So if you look in the Mefarshim, the Or HaYashar has one shot that again he tries to say that Rabbi Mana is having a separate understanding of the psukim. But I'm just going to read the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gulyoni Hashas. Gulyoni Hashas says here also, he quotes everybody quotes the Pnei Moshe, who tries. And they say it's difficult to understand. Ulani as daiti says Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon Eshas. Hakavana de peplogtasam betevas yihyeh. The pasuk says yihyeh, right? In the pasuk in Kiseisi, lager layasom alamana yihyeh. So what does it mean? Shnei mekarecha darshu. What the pshat of yihyeh is? That's the machlokas here. Da'kasav, and it's also a separate statement. Da'kasav nedrash kach. De'im yesh sham kidei lager layasom alamana haynu gimel shibalim. If there are three, v'chadome de'yachol lito lager achas layasom achas alamana achas azay yihyeh. V'lodes parish shel mi yihyeh. The question is, it shall be with who? That's the Shema Karecha Darsha. They each have a different understanding of what the Yihyeh is. Umafarshe Beishamai Yihyeh Kipshuto Sheyeh Shalahem Hainu Shalger Yasov Almanap. The Chulu. Ubeis Hillel Umafarshe De'im Yesh Sham Kedei Lager Yasov Almanah Hainu Gimel Az Yihyeh Pirish Bahava Yaso Yehei. It should be where it has always been. That's what Yihyeh means. Dikemo shekodem ashicha hayishal balabayis, kach gam achar ashicha hu adayin shalo. Just like before he was shal balabayis, so the way after ve'eno yotim rishus or the ashicha, it doesn't leave his rishus. V'zeo kavadas haloshon lager le'asam alamna yihyeh. Ve'shami yomrim yihyeh laniim ube'sil omrim yihyeh labalabayis vidok. They both say that it's teaching me the shear, where it's supposed to be. Three, but where is three supposed to be? Right, it's the extra yihyeh. Not the darshan, you didn't need that. Yes, that's what Rabbi Mana means, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel. Beautiful. So we have the Pnei Moshe, and we have Rabbi Yosef Engel, and we continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. There is just one other Dvar Musar. The Pasuk says in the Halalukas, right, we say Hashem Shomer Gerim, Hashem Zokev Kufuim, Hashem, and then the last one is Yasom Ba'amana Yeoded. So it's in singular. All the other ones are in plural. And then we have this one in singular, Yasom Amna Yodes. I remember I heard many years ago, Rabbi Lau, the former chief rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, say, because when it comes to Yasomim and Amanas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of each of them individually. Yasom Amna Yodes, every single one is taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ha'omer sheish bosasayim. So now, we had already something is not shechacha because it is next to something else. Something is not shechacha because of the number that it is. Now, what about its size? So ha'omer sheish bosasayim, if an omer is two sasayim large, volume, about the 7.5 gallons. Ha'omer sheish bosasayim v'shechacha, it's not shechacha because it's so big. It's so big, and we'll see in the Gemara two deos, what the source for that is. Shnei omrim ubehen sasayim. But what if you have two bundles and together they are a sasayim? Right? Together they're big. Each one of them is not a sasayim, but they're next to each other and together they make sasayim. Rabbi Gamliel omrim la balabayas. Rabbi Gamliel says that also is not shechacha. It goes to the balabayas. Vachacham omrim la aniyim. Chacham say no, it goes to the aniyim. Omer Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Because the chachamim say only each one of them is looked at separately. And therefore it goes to the aniyim. That's Machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim. By the way, what are we paskin? The Rambam seems to paskin like the Chachamim, right? The Kidarko, Halacha Karabim. But the Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, v'chim rirov ha'amrim yopi kosho v'alabayis, ohore kosho v'alabayis, Rabbi Gamliel asked the Chachamim. One second. Is it better to have more when you have more in number? Is it better for the balabais or worse? Right, we just said 2 and 3 according to Beis Hillel, 3 and 4 according to Beis Shammai. When there's more, it's better for the balabais. So Gamliel says, which is better? So Amrulo Yofi Koch, the Rabbanan have to answer honestly that when there are more, it's better for the balabais. So Rabbi Gamliel says, so here, why if there's more, is it worse? Amrulan Ma'im Bisman Shihu Omer Echad. If there's one big bundle and it's satayim and you forget it, eino shechacha. Shnei omrin ubayim satayim eino din shelo yeshecha. If it's two, so that again, it's more numbers, more bundles. So therefore, it should not be shechacha. So amru lo, they answer no. Im amru ba omer echad shehu kegadish tomar b'shnei omrim shein kekrichos. One big omer. It's not that just a question of numbers. One big one is then qualitatively different. It's not called a bundle anymore. It's called a gadish, like a whole stack, a whole pile. Right? So that's not called a bundle anymore. That's why it's out of the world of shechacha. But two bundles are still bundles. Right? So therefore, even if together, they are large, but still, they're still called bundles, and therefore, it would still be shechacha, say the chachamim. So, machlok is about two combining to the size. And finally, kama sheish bo sasayim v'shechacha, eno shechacha. Same as we just said, bundles, there's shechachas talush, and shechachas kama. So not only is shechacha not shechacha, if it's satayim big, when it is detached, even if it is attached, kama, right? If it's standing grain, standing crop, that has satayim, v'shchacha, and then it's forgotten, eino shechacha, ein ba satayim. But what happens if it itself is not, aval hi ru'uya laso satayim? There was some type of plague, there was some type of wind that came and damaged the crop. So really, if it was if it was how it's supposed to grow, its potential is to produce a tayim. But it didn't actually, because in this specific case, it was damaged. Afilu hishal tofach, even if it's just like a very measly, inferior type, tofach, the Marafolda says, min kidneyos dakim ma'od, even if it's very thin. So what do you do? This standing crop should be enough to produce a tayim, but it's not in this specific case. So what do you do? Ro'anoso kiluhui anavashal sa'orim. You view it as if it is very plush and full barley, says the Marafolda, Ava Bishalach Radisha Ein Basatayim, even though there's not enough after its thresh, Bishachuach, Rowan Osan Kiluhin Gargrim Gedolim Shal Saorim. You view it as if it's very big. Vibem Kitasayim Saorim Loti Akama Hishikha, it's not going to be Shikha, because you look at the potential that could have been produced. Halacha often looks at the potential, both in Divrei Machshava and in Divrei Halacha, right? In Divrei Machshava, the Baalei Mussar talk about how we're going to be responsible not just for what we did, but what we could have done. The Vilna Gaon says that on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says that we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. So all the Mefarshim wonder, what exactly is din and cheshbon? So one of the pshatim, the Vilna Gaon, is din is what we did in life. We're going to have to give an accounting of what we did in life. And cheshbon is what we could have done in life. What we could have done during that time that we did things wrong, that's din v'cheshbon. Right? That's the grub, right? The Yosef HaTzadik was also able to look at the potential. If you remember this, the Rashi in Parshas Miketz, I think it is, that Paro was not happy with any of the interpretations of the Chartumim until he came to Yosef, and Yosef gave him an interpretation that was miskabel al ha'alev. So the question is, why was Yosef's interpretation different than the others? So some of the Baalei Mussar say that the it wasn't just a positive negative, but that the Yosef, different than the Chartumim could only see what will be. Yosef is able to see what could have been. Right? Because what happens? Really, it was 7 and 2. Right? That's what happened with Yaakov. They only saw 7 and 7, but Yosef was able to see what could be, and that's the difference in terms of the potential. But we know the most famous halacha potential in halacha is kolaroy labila, right? That's the din of Rebbe Zera, where the Rambam quotes as Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, the idea of belila, of mixing the oil and the flour. The halacha is ein hayachid mevi mincha bekli echad yosef mishishim isaron. If somebody is volunteers to give flour to the Beis Hamikdash, if he gives up to 60 isronos, he can bring it in one cup. Right, because that is mixable with the oil. V'imnada yosef mishishim, and if he is no there more than 60 isronos, he has to split up into two cups. Maybe shishim bekli echad v'hashar bekli sheni. She'ein yecholin lihi balel ke'echad. Because you can't mix it. Ela shishim. Shishim mixes properly. Avol yosef al shishim ein avolim, more than 60 does not mix properly. Afol pishin ablilu makavas. Even though you don't need to actually mix, but it has to be roi. Kemoshe biarnu amru chachamim kolaroi labila ein habila ma'akeves bo. As long as it's roi for bila, then the bila is not ma'akev. V'choshe ein roi labila, habila ma'akeves bo. And if it's not roi labila, the bila is ma'akev. And that's why if somebody says harei alai mea ve'esrim ve'echad yisaron, 121, so then maybe mea ve'esrim b'shnei kelim b'shishim b'chol kli, or maybe yisaron echad b'kli shlishi. You have to bring three because you can't have more than 60 in one. Ama harei alai yisaron yavi yisaron echad harei alai yisaron. The round continues in Parak Yud Zayin of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. So that halacha applies in many different areas. Remember, the Ritva has it a few times in Masechta Sukkah. I think we mentioned that recently. And the source that I like to quote is the Tosfos in Nida on Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos discusses, many times it says to mix the carbons. So Tosfos quotes, why shouldn't it be ma'akev? Shana kasav la'akev. But Tosfos there says, so if you don't need it, why do you even need a lachadchila? V'yesh lomar tes Tosfos, desvarahu, dekiva dekabit kral lachadchila la'asos ha-mitzvah. Since the Torah tells you to do the mitzvah, be'ino shehe roi lakach avishin ma'akev. If the Torah says something, but then we have a drasha of Torah Shabbat Peh that you don't have to do it, so why did the Torah say it at all? It must be lachadchila we should do it. De'im lo kein nisbat laha mitzvah lagamre. Because then what was the whole purpose of the Torah writing it? Shelo haya yachol la'asosa V'chein b'kam makamos, k'un b'yas mayim, d'chsiv kol b'saro, u'matim b'yas astarim, k'un makam, b'yan roi l'b'yas mayim, b'chol b'sar. V'chein b'kam maduchti, v'chulu, the Tosfos continued. Then Tosfos says, so what about, why don't you need, some cases are not sure, why should it only be potential and not actual, like b'yas mayim, right, l'chadchila, like the water going into the b'yas astarim, into the mouth, into the eyes, why shouldn't it be why don't you need B.S. by L'chadchila? Just like you have L'chadchila by Bila, by Kriya, by Chalitza, by Bikurim. So then Tosfos has his Yesod. There's no Svara to say by Tevila that there's a L'chadchila. Why? Because that's a Matir. By a Matir, it either works or it doesn't work. Vein Lomer de L'chadchila Liboy, given to B'dievet, Torah L'chadchila, Nami, L'chadchila Nami Loboy, V'talo Tila, Avo Bila, Mikra Bikur, Mechalitza, Mitzvahs Ninu, Hilka L'chadchila Le'evet. That's interesting, Chalitza's on the list. Okay, but that's the most well-known halacha of potential is the case of Rabbi Zeir. But now we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, so there are two deos. How do you know that a very large bundle, Satayim, is not going to be Shechacha? Number one, Amar Belazar, Ksiv, Kisik, Sar, Kisircha, V'sachacha, V'sachach, to Omer Basadeh. And the pasuk continues, don't go back to pick it up. So Omer, Shatayacha, Lisha, Yatcha, V'litzlo, any bundle that you could go back and take with your hand, that's going to be Shechacha. The Gears is added. If it's a time, you can't go back and pick it up with one hand. It's only one that you could go back with one hand and pick it up. That's one drasha that satayim is not going to be shechacha. Is tani tani v'shechachta omer v'lo gadish? Or the second day is that because if it's satayim, it's no longer an omer bundle. It's a gadish. It's a whole pile. It's a whole stack. And therefore, it's not going to be shechacha. Hey chavida, l'may nafgemina, between these two drashas, between the two sources, the Gemara quotes two. Number one, shochach omer echad betzido. What if you forgot another bundle next to this huge one? That's satayim. So, into avidna omer, if you say like the first day, it's based on shechachta omer basada, picking it up with one hand. So then, divri akol shechacha. Then it's referring back to the Mishnah we had earlier, Daf Nun Aleph, that Bishar Beis Hillel had a machlokas whether if something is forgotten next to a gadish, is it shechacha or not? But according to the first day here, what's the svara? The svara is, can you take it with one hand or not? Nobody holds that it's a gadish. So everybody would hold that this is shechacha because it's not next to a gadish. Right, it's just next to another bundle. But v'in tavidna gadish. But if you all like the second day, that once it's satayim big, it's called a gadish. So then machloka b'sharim b'silo. Then this would be another nafgamina because the big one would be a gadish, considered a stack, and the other one is next to a gadish. So b'shamay would say that's shechacha. B'silo would say it's not shechacha. Says one nafgamina. Shachach shnei omer b'tzido. So what about this case? What if you forgot two other bundles? If you got two bundles next to this big one? Is that called three bundles forgotten? So imta vidna omer, if you hold like the first day, that would be a machlokas, because then this would be three, and that's the machlokas, whether the three is shechacha or three is not shechacha. Right, as we had in the Mishnah yesterday. In Tavidna Gadish, in Onida Kishura, but if you hold like the first day, the second day, that the whole svar is that it's a Gadish, so if it's a Gadish, so it's not three bundles in a row. So that's not going to have the heter of, oh, three in a row. It's two bundles and a stack. And that's not mitztaref to say it's not shechacha. Good. The Mishnah continued and said it not only applies to the cut grain, but also the standing grain. Kama she's supposed to sign v'chulu. Amar Rabbi Yonah, how do you know also kama is included? V'chki six or kitzircha v'zachach l'vashachta omar basadeh. Omar she's supposed to sign mishkacha in a shechacha. Kama she's supposed to sign mishkacha in a shechacha. So it's drasha that applies to kama as well as the bundles. Afilu hishal tofach v'chulu. So he said, even if it's damaged, or by the wind, by a plague, and it's going to produce very little, still you treat it as ki'ilu, it's full, how much it would produce, how much it's supposed to produce, and that would be how we determine whether it's shechach or not. Amar Reb Yosi, obavachi balan, as long as it started growing a little bit, we could say, oh, these inferior growths are ki'ilu, they're full. Hayudakos ronos on ki'ilu hein aruchos, if they're short, we look at them as if they're long. Shtufos ronos on ki'ilu hein meleos, if they're windstruck, we look at them as if they're full. But if they didn't start growing at all, then you can't create something from nothing. Right? Only something from something. Yesh meyesh. Fine. Says the Mishnah, halachavav, the Mishnah Ches, last Mishnah here on the daf. Kama matalas esa omer, vesa kama. If you have standing grain that is next to omer, that's next to cut or uncut, so then come a special din, the standing grain saves what's next to it and makes it not shechacha. Even if you forgot what's next to it, but if there's standing grain next to it, it exempts, it saves it. Ha'omer, but if it's already cut grain doesn't save anything. Eino matzah lo'asa omer lo'asa shechacha. Even if you didn't forget that yet. Ezi kama shi matzah says omer, what kama, what standing grain saves the omer? Kol she'eino shechacha, afilu kelachachad. Even if the standing grain is only one stalk, only one stalk was not forgotten, and it's kama, that could save an entire area of shechacha, as long as it's seen in proximity of it, but that's a special din of matzelas. But it only applies to kama and not to omer. We'll have to see in the Gemara about that special din that it saves it. Okay, we will have to stop here, and we'll continue with our discussions of shechacha. We have a couple more dafim, two more daf left in this parak Beis Shammai. We'll stop here.